Let's move on. The police in Dungannon and South Tyrone have annoyed some people after they put up a Facebook post which said groups of cyclists should travel in single file, not two or three abreast. Inspector Rosie Leach is with us this morning. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Now, you and I haven't spoken in quite a while.
No, it has been a while.
So you're forcing cyclists to travel single file now?
No, I don't think we're forcing cyclists to travel in single file at all. The advice that was given, and what I must say, first of all, is it wasn't given by the road policing department. But I think the police, or the advice that was given by the local police was maybe to address some particular local issues they have. And I think it was directed because of the darker mornings and the darker evenings that it was more slanted at cyclists who are, cycling in the dark.
Now, Rosie, you're digging yourself out of some type of hole here, because I've seen the Facebook post. Groups of cyclists should travel in single file, not two or three abreast.
Yes, but the first line of it referred to cycling in the dark and referred to having lights and being visible and so on. So I think that was the context in which it was put out. I haven't had time to explore who put it out and what they were thinking.
Surely you'd
of.
Be more visible if there were two or three of you cycling beside each other.
Well, what I would say is that Dungannon and South Tyrone, I mean, a lot of the roads around there are rural. They're country roads, and the Highway Code does say that if you are on narrow roads or roads, twisty, bendy roads, then you should cycle in single file. So, it's none of this. We're not saying anything here that is absolutely mandatory. We're not saying it's against the law. The Highway Code is only guidance in this regard. So all of it is a little bit woolly. There's nothing out there that says, must do, should do. It's woolly, if you get my drift. The general rule of the road is about driving on the left-hand side of the carriageway. And that rule of the road, it doesn't say whether you should do that in single file or it doesn't say whether you can do it, multiple abreast.
You see, the law states, Rosie, the law states that a vehicle, including a bike, a bicycle, right, should keep to the left of the carriageway. The law makes no provision for riding more than one abreast. Neither does it ban this type of behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
The Highway Code offers advice.
And it is only advice.
That cyclists should ride no more than two abreast.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the police have actually sent us, right?
Yes, that's right.
So the Highway Code offers advice on the matter that cyclists should ride no more than two abreast, unless in circumstances where this may prove dangerous, when single file is advised. However, if police judge the circumstances to be such that a case of careless cycling or dangerous cycling could be proved, that would override the Highway Code and cyclists could potentially be liable to prosecution for one or other of these offences. So you need to clear this up, because we all don't want to get done for that. I wouldn't get on a bike. I've been on a bike since I was 10. But for those people that do, you need to clear this up.
Right, OK. What I'll say is that if we're looking at a cyclist who is, two cyclists that are riding two abreast on a road, and if it were in the circumstances that I think this advice is trying to address, that they were cycling without lights or they were cycling, without any high-vis clothing, if they continue to maintain that position of two abreast on a road that is twisty and so on, and there's a build-up of traffic behind them that can't get past. Any of those circumstances could be deemed to be inconsiderate to other road users, and those cyclists could find themselves liable for the charge of careless cycling.
Now, so let me just explore that, because this is really interesting. So whether you've got a light on a bike is a separate offence, isn't it?
Because you
need a light on a bike. So that's kind of irrelevant, because that's a separate piece of law in itself.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
So if cyclists are riding two or three abreast, and that means that there's a build-up of traffic behind them, that could be deemed as what?
Inconsiderate cycling.
And you can get done for that, can you?
Well, the same way a driver...
Is it an offence? Is inconsiderate cycling a prosecutable offence?
It is. And we have prosecuted a number of people. We've got figures here, but you know, that's pretty meaningless. But I mean, we do prosecute people for that, and we prosecute people for dangerous cycling. But I don't want to, this isn't about demonising.
But I want to know about that, because when I'm driving home, right, this is actually this is actually really relevant for me in my life. When I'm driving home to Fantasy Island, there are often two and three cyclists on this little windy road, two abreast, three abreast, and I can't get past them. So does that mean I phone 999 and get them done?
I don't think you phone 999, but...
Well, who do I phone?
Yes, you phone 101 and report it, but...
And they could get done for that, could they?
Potentially.
But when you say potentially, what makes it an offence and what makes it not an offence?
I think the quality of the evidence you would be able to bring to the party, especially if we haven't witnessed it ourselves.
Yes.
Do we need good evidence from the person that has seen it or been involved in it? And if there's more than one vehicle that has been inconvenienced, and we've got more than one witness statement, all to the good.
So, and does it require...
identify...
I just find this really interesting, okay? Because obviously your officers need some type of benchmark to determine what's an offence and what's not. So if there is one car stuck behind cyclists two and three abreast, is that enough for inconsiderate driving?
Well, it would depend how long that went on for. It would depend on, you know, the competence of the driver as well. If they, you know, really, was there no opportunity to get past? You know, all these things are subjective. I mean, and even careless driving, you know, for a motorist, careless driving, it is subjective. You have to look at all the factors involved and you have to come to a balanced decision on it.
And this is a criminal offence, potentially, is it? Inconsiderate driving? Inconsiderate cycling?
Cycling. Yeah, it's within the road traffic order.
So you could be deemed to be a criminal for riding your bike beside your mate?
Only if you were doing it in a manner that was inconsiderate to other road users.
But how do you define that, Rosie?
That's what I'm telling you. It is. I'll read you what it says, and you tell me how you.
Have you not done many people for inconsiderate cycling?
We've done more people for dangerous, to be honest, because I think that. You know, if you're going to go to the lengths of taking somebody to court, because quite honestly, we would prefer to have a fixed penalty notice for careless cycling.
No doubt.
but that means it's easy. You know, it's much easier to be dealt with, and it's dealt with without anybody having to go to court or having a criminal record, as you put it. So we would quite like to have a fixed penalty notice for that, and we have made those representations. To the DOE. But if we're going to go to the lengths of taking somebody to court and, as you said, give them a criminal record, then, you know, it has been for the more serious offences.
Like what?
Dangerous cycling. So it's when, you know, there is a recognised risk or danger. It hasn't just been careless. It hasn't just been inconsiderate. It has been more than that. It has been actually dangerous.
But have you given any... have you prosecuted anyone for riding two and three abreast inconsiderate cycling?
Well, I don't know what... I know that last year, unfortunately, there was only... Well, not unfortunately, that's good, but there was only one person. But the previous year, there were four people prosecuted for careless cycling. But I don't know what those individual cases... I don't know what the circumstances
okay.
were.
OK. Rosie... Rosie, always nice to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Inspector Rosie Leach, who I reckon has opened up a can of worms there. So these cyclists who are very passionate people, I'm not one of them, but they're entitled to be as passionate as they want. Jared Farrell, you're one of them. Morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
So now you can, now they can get, you're a cyclist, right?
Yeah. I'm a regular cyclist, which would cycle approximately 8,000 miles a year.
So now you can get, you've just been told this morning, confirmed to you this morning, that you can get a criminal record for driving two or three abreast if you're holding traffic up behind you.
Yeah, well, that would be fair enough. As a member of a local cycling club, we would ride constantly as a group and we would talk to each other. And if there was a vehicle behind us, the people in front would signal the road is clear and we would signal for that vehicle behind us to overtake our group.
So you're happy enough?
Yeah, well, regarding this section 66, which the PSNI posted on the Facebook, was a wee bit... I seem to have got the motorists very angry to make them believe that we weren't allowed to ride two abreast at any time.
030 30 80 55 55. Patrick, morning to you. Patrick's not there. Tommy, morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Well, I was criminal damaged by a cyclist on passing him. There was a number of cyclists on the road, and one of them decided to lash his water bottle. That was on the 16th of August this year, and I'm still waiting to hear what's going to happen about it. Like, I've been driving, I'm 52 years of age, been driving a long
time. Hold on, let's not talk about an individual case, okay?
Right, so, but cyclists themselves are a law unto themselves. They, you know, it's in the Highway Code, Note 66, on a busy road to ride in single file or give courtesy where courtesy's due. This isn't happening, Stephen. They don't do it.
The Green Party councillor Ross Brown is a cyclist. Morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
I never knew cyclists could get done for driving two and three abreast. I'd never be off the phone.
Well, my understanding is that you're only actually allowed to go two abreast. I think I don't think it's allowed. You're allowed to go three.
You're not allowed to hold us motorists back.
Well, I think that you also have to consider from the respect that if motorists are overtaking cyclists and they're overtaking them and they're in single line, you've got a longer distance to drive to actually overtake the entire group. When you're riding two abreast, it obviously makes things more compact. And I think there's obviously, from a safety perspective, given that cyclists are 10 times more likely to be killed or seriously injured on the roads, they want to be visible on the roads. And
Do you know who's a very considerate cyclist? I saw him the other day in his wee Lycra, Connor Bradford. Connor Bradford drives very close to Fantasy Island, and he's got his little Lycra on, and he's very, very considerate. He pulls into the side of the road when I'm going past.
Would you not be fancy going out cycling with him, Stephen? No.
Definitely not. He's got special pads on his bum and things. I saw them. Malachy in Belfast. Morning, Malachy.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go on ahead, Malachy.
No, I thought, I tell you what, I'm starting to fall in love with Rosie, because you brought up a very interesting thing that a cyclist can be done for driving two abreast. Does that mean, and this is very important, mate, does that mean that there's actually farmers who drive tractors at 2 miles an hour, who is the cyclist's cousin, by the way, for causing huge traffic jams in this country,
yeah,
can be taken to court? Because I'd love to know if farmers have ever been taken to court for holding up traffic, and I'm talking miles of traffic.
That's right. You get stuck behind one of those tractors and you could be there for half an hour.
Correct. And the other thing is, cyclists are pains in the butt when they do. I think they should introduce roo bars. Like they have in Australia, where if a kangaroo's on the road, he's interrupting your traffic flow, you should be able to knock him out of the way. And on top of that,
you can't knock people out of the way. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, I was just being, it was a joke. But not really. Anyway, the other thing is, a cyclist that I seen in Botanic last week pulled up, a car just pulled out in front of him, a young girl about 17, 18 years of age, obviously just passed her test. This guy proceeded to get off the bike, slam the window of her car, demanding that she get out of it because she was this, that, and sort of the effing blame at her, caused a whole furore. And
really?
Banging the door of this car.
My
I
ain't
pulled the door and grabbed him and said, mate, they're not going to hedge, isn't a young girl? I've a daughter myself.
Yeah.
I think an important thing
is... You grabbed him, did you?
I just grabbed him and said to him what I think he was doing, because he was banging the window as if he... This young girl was obviously panicking because this guy was banging the window of the car, kicking her car door, because he deemed that she had pulled out in front of him.
So I was in the McDonald's car park at about 2 a.m., just when you're talking about this, maybe about 3 a.m. Last week. Do you know the one opposite the Ulster Hospital?
Yes.
And I was sitting there, and this guy came up and started banging the window at me. Hiya, Stephen, I watched the show, all this kind of stuff. Put down the window. Well, it was 3 a.m. in the morning. And I said, no, I'm not putting down the window. Anyway, he guilt-tripped me into putting down the window. Then he put his hand through. So I only put it down a little bit. It actually frightened me. He put his hand through, shook my hand, and then he insisted that I put down the full window, which I didn't do. So then he said he was going to smash the window in if I didn't, and he started getting really aggressive. He was going to smash the window in if I didn't put it fully down. And then I started trying to drive off, and he said, if you drive off, I'm keeping my arm in this window and you'll be done. And I just thought, I'm frightened here. So he momentarily took his hand out I hit the accelerator and he started kicking the door. It was terrifying, Malachy.
This young girl, exactly the same as you, she was sitting panicking. This guy, of course, remember, this guy has a helmet on, he's got cycling glasses on, he's got liquor on. There was no way to describe who this guy was. He's banging the door of this car.
Yeah.
I personally intervened and told him to back off. He then started me, but I didn't have a problem with that. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not an 18-year-old terrified youth. The young girl then, I told the young girl then to drive off. She drove off. I then proceeded to say to myself, right, if this was a traffic incident, I could report that incident to the police with the registration number of a vehicle.
Yes.
But I can't report this guy because the police are going to ask me what he looked like. Lycra, hat, you know, what sort of bike had he got? I wouldn't know of any other information.
Malachy, you always have a story. How many years have you been listening to me now?
About since day one.
Since City Beat?
Well, you just finished City Beat. Come on, I think I was on your first show.
Must be about 12 years or so. You always have a story.
Yep.
Thank you for calling us, Malachy. Good to hear from you. 03030 80 55 55. Andy in Cumber. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Okay today, thank you.
No, it's one that you will probably know a little bit about. The Ballydrain Road.
Oh, don't start me. That's on my way home.
Yes, exactly. It's on my way to golf. On a Saturday and Sunday morning.
Oh, cyclists.
I'll not mention the clubs, but there are certain clubs who use that road every Saturday and Sunday morning.
That's right. And they would argue they're entitled to the road as much as anyone else.
From 20 to 30 of them. Riding 3 and 4 abreast on that little narrow road. Whereas, as far as I was concerned, the advice, and I understand it is advice, that on a single carriageway road, which a Ballydrain road is, you ride in single file.
Well, according to Inspector Leach this morning, Rosie Leach, I guess if people are holding us back, cyclists are holding us back and they're 2 or 3 abreast, in some circumstances they can be done.
And I know for a fact that has been reported many times to the local police station, which is Newton Arch, and nothing has ever been done about it. Now, I recognise there are some cyclists who do make the effort.
Yes.
But these are cycling clubs which don't make any effort at all.
Well, now, I'm sure some of those clubs would say that they very much do, especially those ones that you've referred to this morning. Jack and Bangor, morning to you, Jack. Hello, Jack.
Yes, Stephen. All I want to know is that police lady should come down around Helens Bay and Crawfordsburn at the weekend, and there's a group maybe of 20 to 30 cyclists, 6 abreast, and the traffic behind it cannot get past. So when she's doing nothing, you tell her to come down here.
So do you think, what are you saying to me? You're saying it's happening on the, were you surprised what she said today?
Yes, I was. I didn't think that could get done for that, Stephen.
I didn't either.
Didn't think it'd get done, but sure, what proof are you going to get if I run out there, sure, they're away past, you know?
Well, do you know what I'm going to buy? Because I saw these being sold in Belfast there last week. Do you know these dash cam things?
Yes.
You can stick a dash cam in your windscreen now.
Yes.
And then that's capturing everything that happens around you.
I know. Well, the weekend here is a disaster, and they've all their fancy hats and their fancy gear on. About 30 of them.
They're
every
Lycra.
Weekend without fail. Helens Bay and Crawfordsburn, and about 6 abreast, just nothing away to each other. Inconsiderate.
Something about a man in Lycra with his helmet on and all that kind of stuff. It's just awful.